News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, after last-minute talks, Fáilte Ireland have finally published their guidelines for the easing of restrictions in the hospitality and entertainment industries today. 1,500 people will be permitted to stand in gigs. Nightclubs can reopen with 100% capacity, while you will now be able to order at the bar in your pub, but then you must return to your seat. And Padraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, joins us now. Padraig, are you happy with these guidelines? I'm sure they come at the 11th hour and you would have liked them a lot sooner, but are they workable and are they appropriate?
Well, I think there's a number of things to say, Ciara. The first thing is that we welcome the reopening of nightclubs and late bars. That sector has been closed for a very long time. It's very important for those businesses, for the DJs and the musicians who play there, for the staff, and indeed for the young people who have been denied the opportunity to party for the last 20 months. We also see that the opportunity to use the bar to order and collect drink is important. But we are concerned that, first of all, how when you try to operationalise that, it may be very difficult in big venues. And we're particularly concerned that the full use of the bar in smaller outlets is not allowed. I mean, the question I have been asked repeatedly over the last 24, 48 hours by members is, how can it be safer to have, the question I was being asked was 150 to 200 people, but we now see that could be 1,000 people dancing and sweating on a dance floor and not be able to have either four or six people sitting socially distanced at a bar or five or six people throwing darts in a corner.
Yeah, so there are definite anomalies. But do you feel, I get what you welcome and don't welcome in terms of a business model, but do you have any concerns around safety, both for the clientele who are coming to your establishments and indeed for staff? 100% capacity. How are we going to see social distancing in that sort of situation? And no mandatory antigen testing.
There won't be social distancing in nightclubs because it's just not possible. That's not the way.
Are you surprised
operates.
Then that they went for the 100% capacity?
Well, I mean, what happened here was, and I do have a certain amount of sympathy for the officials who were trying to put this through. I think there wasn't. It was very little thought given to it in advance by those who made the decision. And there was a fairly curved ball landed in the lap of officials that had to try to work their way through it. I think there will be issues, certainly trying to operationalise it. I think the bigger concern I have is when, and there was, I mean, the buzzword during the week was anomalies. It's the scale of the anomalies along the lines that I have spoken to you about when you have X number of people on a dance floor and you can't have a half a dozen people sitting at a bar socially distanced. And I think when there is that scale of discrepancy, the actual regulations, they lose credence. And when that happens, compliance actually is much more difficult to happen.
And in your view, Porter, have they lost credibility? Have they lost credence?
Oh, yes. I mean, when you can have a situation at the extremes that I have mentioned, that certainly does impair on the credibility, and when credibility goes out the door, it's much more difficult to have compliance. Now, we would be very clear in saying to our members and to everybody that compliance is not just necessary, it's imperative. But having said that, you know, there has to be credibility around the guidelines beginning to land.
And with regard to compliance, we're hearing that there's going to be all sorts of enforcement measures. People are talking about security firms, Gardaí. Have you been given any feedback on what's going to happen, I suppose, by way of sanction if you don't comply, or what you might expect by way of perhaps being inspected over the weekends and the weekends coming?
Nothing more than what we have read in the media. And I think it's important to say that, you know, I have heard reports that after talks with the trade bodies, these guidelines were agreed. Just be very clear, these guidelines have been handed down. They have not been agreed in the sense that we've said, fine, we're happy with these. And in terms of the checks, we welcome the checks. We believe that's a good thing. We have said.
Do you refute the notion that there was consultation on these?
There was. Well, we had meetings. But the point I'm making is they were not what you would call agreed proposals. They were proposals that were handed down by government.
Okay. Can I ask you a last question? Obviously, I know because it was said in advance by sort of all stakeholders that nobody objected to the vaccine certs remaining in place and that people had found a way of working with them and that kind of thing. But with regard to antigen testing, would your members have preferred there to have been mandatory antigen testing to make this a safer, opening up than perhaps we're going to see now? 1,500 people in a non-ventilated nightclub strikes me as not a good idea unless they were antigen tested.
Well, I think the first thing to say is that there are very, very, very few outlets in the country that can handle 1,500 people. I think the norm would be closer to 200, 300, 400 people. I think it's how that would be operationalised is the issue, and if antigen testing were to be the preferred route, I'm sure people would find a way to make it work. But I think it would be very difficult in the context of, in most instances, people they rock up to a nightclub having made it. Sometimes a decision early in the day, sometimes a late decision. And if you're trying to antigen test that number of people in such a short period of time, I think you'd have chaos outside rather than inside.
All right. Look, thank you for that. Indeed, that is Padraig Cribben, their chief executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.